Here's a story from The World.
In Afghanistan today, protests against the Taliban continued in Kabul and other major cities. Taliban militias fired warning shots to break up some of the demonstrations. They also beat some demonstrators with metal rods. The security situation for protesters and Afghans more generally is top of mind for Zahra Wahidi. She's the entrepreneur behind a safety app that helps crowdsource information about security threats, including physical threats, but also power outages and disruptions to public life. The app is called Etisab, which means accountability. Wahidi is a student at Columbia University in New York, and she spoke with The World's Carol Hills.
Sarah, can you give us a sense of what users see when they open your app? I mean, is it kind of like Google Maps, but with things like checkpoints and power outages marked in addition to traffic jams?
Essentially, it is like Google Maps, because Google Maps is a very happy-go-lucky product in the sense that it's supposed to provide you guidance. And we had that kind of similar idea with Ihtisab. What you're seeing is a timeline that provides a list of all of the incidents that have gone on in Kabul City. And at the same time, you're seeing the locations of those pertinent incidents on that map. So the users provided not only information, but an opportunity to give information.
So how have people been using the app since the Taliban took over?
Essentially, it's mostly been information seeking. And what we've noticed is a lot of people have been sending us reports about, can you confirm this time step on one of your reports? Can you provide information for the U.S. Embassy? Can you provide information on who I could contact when I get to the airport? And I guess it's just that sense of, you know, I need help. What can you do for me? You know, whereas the push notifications, it was very, very much popular before the Taliban entered. But now it's that the country's a mess or the city's a mess. So we don't really need push notifications to remind us of that.
You're in New York now. Is your staff still in Afghanistan?
Yes, all of them are in Afghanistan. There's about 20 of them. As the development team, our software engineers, our UI UX designers, my team, the one that I manage directly, which is the data entry analysts, the researchers, the translators, they are all in Kabul.
Are any of them trying to evacuate?
All of them are trying to evacuate. And that's what I'm trying to do around the clock now.
Sarah, you're in New York now. You're still in college. I mean, you're working on your app, you're seeing what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan, in touch with friends and coworkers who are pretty scared. And then you're living your life in New York at the same time. What's that like?
I have never felt such debilitating guilt in my entire life. It feels so unfair that I was given this kind of one in a million chance to be able to, you know, come to the U.S. to study at this fantastic institution. And my friends who, you know, I could list you a handful of them who are much more intelligent and much more capable than I am. And they are stuck and they're unable to, you know, reap the benefits of this kind of, you know, education or this kind of city. And I'm trying my best to do what I can. I know my realities, but yeah, it's a horrible feeling. But you know, what the only thing that mitigates it and alleviates it is just working on Ihtisab, trying to do something to alleviate those little anxieties, even if it's like, you know, like a split second anxiety that we can alleviate through the app. That's what keeps me, you know, able to move on a day-to-day basis. Just be a human, I guess.
Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Zahra Wahidi is a developer of a public safety app called Etisab that's being used by people in Kabul, Afghanistan. She was speaking there with The World's Carol Hills.